There's been no allegation that federal law was violated when Waukesha County's clerk belatedly discovered 14,000 votes favoring the incumbent. Baldwin says she requested a federal investigation because constituents need to know the election for Supreme Court was handled fairly.
I hope there was no wrongdoing. Everybody in Wisconsin hopes that there is not any misconduct. But right now we are really facing a crisis of confidence, as evidenced by the volume of communication I was getting.
Baldwin says she wrote to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder before the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board sent staff to Waukesha County last Friday to investigate. Both the board's director and Baldwin say they're troubled that the error involving City of Brookfield votes was revealed 2 days after the election.
We have a deeply divided government, very partisan politics right now, and people need to be assured that elections are fair and accurate.
The votes initially not reported to the media on election night put incumbent David Prosser 75 votes ahead of challenger Joanne Kloppenburg. Both are raising funds for a possible recount. The official vote canvas is not yet complete. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.